Tonight's lesson ought to be a complement to the lesson this morning. It's going to be along the same lines of making choices and not letting our circumstances control us. So let's go ahead and get started. See, everything we do in life is done by choices. As we said this morning, if we sin, it's because we've chosen to sin. And we do what we want to do. And that usually gets us into trouble when we do what we want to do. Now, if we can develop our conscience and our heart to do what God wants us to do, then that's going to be to our benefit. And, of course, we also know that choices have consequences. And we've seen that from time to time. How people do something, they get caught, okay, they get punished for it. And that's the choices. They may ask forgiveness of God, and God would forgive them, but society still might hold them accountable. So a person might do a bad sin and get convicted by the courts. He may ask God to forgive him. God will, but he's still going to jail, or she's still going to jail, whatever the case might be. So, and there's other consequences also involved in sin. And just start thinking about whatever sins might be involved with anybody, you can start thinking of the consequences that will also happen because of it. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. God says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Now, God was telling them, you've got a choice to make. And then he also turned around and told them the right choice to make. You know, it's like when you go into the classroom and the teacher says, okay, I'm going to give you a multiple choice question. And he asks the question and says, now the answer is B. And then he goes on to the next one. Now, if you're paying attention and you write down B, you're going to get a good mark for that. But if you choose something else, you've chosen poorly. And so that's the problem with the making poor choices. One thing about God, he always tells us the right choice to make. And so we can be thankful for that. God had given the choices and told Israel which choice was the best to make. It would have been to their advantage if they would have followed his advice. But he didn't, and they suffered, and they paid the consequences, and the New Testament tells us that what we learn from them, don't do it to yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us that. Joshua 24:15, passage we probably all have heard many, many times. Joshua speaking to the people, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I mean, that's the right thing to consider. But Joshua was telling the people, you've got to make up your mind, folks, because they've already demonstrated the fact that they're willing to serve the false gods. They've already demonstrated the fact that they're willing to make idols, even though God condemned that. And so he's telling them, you got to make a choice. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve these false gods. You have the choice to make. You know, Elijah did the same thing in 1 Kings 17 when he had the 450 prophets of Baal and challenged them. Okay, let's see whose God is really alive. And so we're going to build two altars. You build one, we'll build another. You call on your God to bring fire down upon the altar, and I'll call upon my God to bring fire down on the altar. Well, we know that they tried as much as they could, and Elijah even mocked them. Hey, why don't you, maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe he's on vacation or something. And they just tried more and it couldn't happen. And then, as he spoke to the people, says, how long are you going to waver? If God is God, serve him. If these are gods, serve them. But don't go back and forth, because the children of Israel were basically worshiping all of them. They were going back and forth. We know the story with Elijah. He prayed to God, and God sent down the fire upon the altar that Elijah had poured a lot of water onto. And so the people rose up and killed the prophets of Baal. All right, the Bible warns us about making bad choices. Over and over, it tells us not to make bad choices. Proverbs 29 says, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. That's what happens to people. They hate the knowledge of God. And that's why there are few that are going to find heaven. Because they hate the knowledge of God. Because God said in a lot of times, thou shalt not. And that, now just fill in the blank after that. Thou shalt not do this. And that's the problem. People want to do those things. So that's why they hate the knowledge of God. They want to stay in as much ignorance as they can because they kind of reason that, well, if I knew what God wants, I'd have to do it. So I don't want to find out what God has to say. I just want to do what I want to do. And, of course, God's going to accept me that way. Now, that's their thinking. It doesn't work out that way. Proverbs 3:31, do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. The oppressor is those who are against God. Nowadays, we would call them Antichrist because they're against Jesus Christ and what he has to offer. And we shouldn't envy them. We look at them. They're driving around in their expensive cars, flashing their expensive jewelry and things like that. I mean, they're doing things they shouldn't be doing, but yet they're making money off of it. And they're paying off and paying bribes and things like that. Don't envy them. They're doing wrong. Don't envy anybody who's doing wrong. Don't choose any of their ways. Proverbs 12:26, the righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. That's what we said this morning. You got to be careful who you hang around, because bad company corrupts good morals. 1 Corinthians 14:33. Deuteronomy 30:15, God says, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. All right, there's many times when God puts people a choice. You can either do good, you can do bad. And you can do life, which is also good for you, or you can do bad, which is going to be bad for you. Or it'll bring about death and evil. I mean, so he gives us the choice. And like I said, he encourages us to make the right choice. And the thing about it, the children of Israel, even as they were rebelling against God, they knew. They knew that if they would do what God told them to do, it would be to their good. We read that in Jeremiah 42, around verse 9. Where these people said, well, we know that if we do what God wants to, it's for our good. I mean, they told Jeremiah that. So Jeremiah went and inquired of the Lord what they should do, and he came back and told them, and that's not what they wanted to hear. They told him, you're just lying, Jeremiah. That's what they did. In Proverbs 12:28, in the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. If we choose righteousness over evil, then the results will be eternal life for us. We can understand that. But if we turn into doing wicked things, then we're going to be joining all those wicked people. And those wicked people do not care about God, and they really don't care about you. Plain and simple. Unless they can get something out of you, they don't care anything about you. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. That's right. What we say, our words, can produce death or life. Jesus said, your words, your idle words, will condemn you. And of course, the word that you speak, the word that Jesus spoke, can save us if we will do it. Now, if the words of Jesus as he spoke them, if we don't do what he said, then that's not going to save us. The power of the tongue has both death and life. You listen to the right thing and you do it, it's good for you. You listen to the wrong thing and do it, it's not good for you. And of course, the soul will suffer eternally because of it. See, God gives us the choices and tells us the consequences of good and bad choices that we make. He tells us right up front, you do this, your soul is going to be lost. Now, there's a way to correct that. And God saw that. And He provided that for us. In fact, everything we need, He's provided for us. Everything we need concerning salvation, He's provided for us. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3 tells us that. And so he tells us what we need to know in order to go to heaven. But just because He speaks the words that tells us these things doesn't mean we're going to heaven, as some people might suggest. No. We have to do those things that He tells us to do. Jeremiah 21:8, He says, "Now you shall say to this people, thus says the Lord, behold, I've set before you the way of life and the way of death." Yeah, God was always doing that. And that's what He was getting His prophets to tell the people. 120 years before this, He told Isaiah, tell the people the same thing. And then 800 years before that, He told Moses, you tell the people the same thing. God sets before you life and death. Now today, He does the same thing. He sets before all mankind the way of life, the way of death. The way of life is obedience to the gospel and faithfulness to God. The way of death is anything else. He's already done that for us. Romans 8 and verse 6, Paul writes, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Carnally minded, carnal is just those things of the world, whatever they are. And if you got your mind fixed on the world, you don't have it fixed on God. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2 tells us to set our minds on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, and not on the things of this earth. We're supposed to be doing that. So when we start thinking worldly ways, worldly thoughts, then we're not thinking godly thoughts. And that's what we should be doing. And so we're given the choice. So the choice offered to Israel in Deuteronomy, that's chapter 28, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. He tells the people, blessings for obedience. You obey me, I will make you prosper. I will make you wealthy. I will make you rich. I will make your crops grow. I will give you many children and a great heritage to follow after you. I will do all this for you. There's just one thing you need to do for me. Be obedient. So simple. But we read, beginning verse 15 through 68, God said, "But if you do not listen to me, if you do not obey me, if you do not give me the glory that I deserve, if you do not take care to follow me, you're going to have problems. And I will continue to heap the problems upon you. As long as you are unfaithful, I will continue doing this." Why? So that you'll straighten up. That's the reason God said, so that you'll straighten up. And Leviticus chapter 26, almost identical reading, 1 through 13, the blessings of obedience, and 14 through 46, the penalties of disobedience. And we talk about that. And what God calls evil, well, we'll see that in Isaiah 5:20. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." We know people are doing that these days. God calls something a sin, something that's wrong. Society turns around, "Oh no, it's good." And they praise these people. In our society, the only wicked, evil people are those who stand up for God. Those who speak for God. They are the truly evil ones as far as our society is concerned. And that's the world we live in. And it's not easy to be a Christian. But if we do those things that God wants us to do, it's going to be to our benefit. See, the world turns God's ways around all the time. God said this is bad. Mankind's got to go the other direction. And we must learn to make the right decisions. We all need to do that. And of course, the right decisions are the decisions that He gives us in the Word of God. God tells us what the right decisions are. It's not like we're running blind, making guesses. Do I do this? Do I do that? Which way do I go? Always tickles me sometimes. You get out in the road and there's a squirrel up in the road in front of you. Have you ever noticed how they can't make up their mind which way they want to go? Back. Sometimes they make the wrong choice and you hear that little thud. sorry, Charlie, it's over. But you know what? God's given us choices, and we have to make the right choices. Galatians 6:10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Yeah, there's choices we can make, and we've got to do good to others. In Romans chapter 2, verse 6 through 8, speaking about God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor, they will receive immortality and eternal life. But to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath and indignation will be upon them. Now the wrath of God is something very powerful, and it's going to be shown to man. And of course, we know what that is. It's an eternal torment that he has prepared. See, God tells us like it is. God doesn't beat around the bush and or sugarcoat anything like a lot of preachers do. God says something wrong, you want to do it. Some preacher out there is going to say, oh, it's okay. It's okay. No problem. God's still going to love you. They'll do that. But God says, you do this, that's an abomination to me. I will not appreciate that. I will punish you for it. God tells it like it is. And what we need are preachers in this land who tell it like it is. We wouldn't be in the situation we're in if preachers would have started doing that long time ago. But honestly, there's very few preachers that tell it like it is. Because some they're worried about their jobs, they're worried about their popularity, they're worried about their fame or whatever. And they tell people what the people want to hear. That's what he said there in 2 Timothy 4, verse 4, 3 and 4. It is our choice to do good or evil. And that's what we have to come to realize. It always falls down on me. It always falls down as you make your decisions. You have to live with your decisions. And sometimes you realize, okay, I made a wrong decision. You have the privilege to ask God to forgive you. And he will do that. Now, if you decide, well, I'm going to do something evil, then I'll ask God for forgiveness later. We have Hebrews 10:26 to tell us, that ain't going to work. It's not going to work. We have to be making the choices ourselves. And we will reap the consequences as God has declared it to us. If we are not faithful, we will suffer an eternal torment. See, everyone has a choice for doing good or evil. And that's what it is. Now, some people want to put a little gray area. There's this area between the good and the evil that's, ho-hum, maybe neutral. There is no neutral when it comes to God. As Jesus said, you're either for me or you're against me. There is no neutral ground. You're either going to do good or you're going to do evil. Anything that is not good is considered evil by God. We might think a little white lie is no big deal, but God considers it sin. And we might think if we picked up some pens and some paper clips from work and took them home and used them at home, that's no big deal. God considers that stealing. Stealing is something he said, thou shalt not steal, right? He said that. That's why we have to pay attention to everything we do. The way we talk to people, how we behave, all of that is so important. And everyone makes their own choice. Everything people do is mostly by their own choice. Now there's places like you go to school and you want to get up and go play with the toys over there and teach them to sit down. Well, you better sit down or you'll be making a trip to the principal's office. But for the most part, everyone has choices. Now you get on the job. You have a job to do, a particular job. Now if you don't do that job, your employer has the choice of keeping you or getting rid of you. If you're not beneficial to them, they're going to get rid of you. We understand that. That's the way the business world works. So we have to make the choice to do what the boss wants. and it'll be good for us. We do what the boss wants, we'll keep our job, and hopefully things will go along very well. See, you have a choice today to submit to God and start serving God, or choose to keep in your current condition that will result in eternal damnation. That's a choice God gives every man. The grace of God hath appeared unto all men, as we read there in Titus 2 and verse 11. And so, you have that choice. You can continue living without God and Christ in your life, and then, of course, face the consequences, or you can start serving God. And yes, there's still going to be consequences for that, but the reward is going to be worth it. That's the only difference. You know, in the movie, Indiana Jones, the Templar Knight stood up there, choose wisely. And, of course, the first guy, you remember the movie, he didn't choose wisely. He's gone. He's dead. But Indiana Jones, he chose wisely. He looked and did some calculation, said, yeah, that's the cup of a carpenter. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you go that far, you're on the right track. Are you willing to repent of your sins? And what that means is, are you willing to put your sins behind you, stop the sin in your life, and start living for God? That's what the word repentance is about, to turn around, to change direction, to change the course of your life. Will you confess your faith before men? Do you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your King? Actually, that's something we should be doing every day of our life when we get out around anybody, confessing Him. Are you willing to be baptized for the remission of your sins? That's the only way you're going to get into Christ, is being baptized. And are you ready to relive the rest of your life for God, doing things His way, knowing that the reward is going to be well worth it, because the punishment is too horrible to think about? Are you willing to do that? Then make that choice. We encourage you, we encourage everyone to make the choice to make sure you're right with God before you put your head on your pillow tonight. Make sure your life is right with God, because we're not promised tomorrow we'll be here. We know that. So we're going to offer the invitation. If anyone has a need to respond, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.